AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the blockade of Iranian ports is fully implemented and the war is wrapping up.
I think it's close to over here. I mean, I view it as very close to over. You know what? If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country.
He declared a U.S. victory repeatedly in Iran since mere days after the war started. The president explained to Fox Business Channel's Maria Bartiromo why he went to war against Iran.
I had to divert, because if I didn't do that, right now you would have Iran with a nuclear weapon. And if they had a nuclear weapon, you would be calling everybody over there, sir. And you don't want to do that.
President Trump also says China has agreed not to provide any weapons to Iran. In the Senate, Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly says Iran is going down in history as the president's biggest mistake.
Potentially, he's enriching this Iranian regime. It's the same regime, right? The son's now in charge. We consider him, the intelligence community thinks he's a bigger hardliner, you know, than the dad. Hard to remove the uranium.
In the past, President Trump has not hidden his feelings about Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his stand on interest rates.
Jerome, too late. Powell is totally incompetent, and he's got to get out of office pretty fast. He's doing a bad job, but he's also done a bad job in shepherding the construction of that building.
Sources tell the AP federal prosecutors made an unannounced visit this week to a construction site at Fed headquarters that is the focus of an investigation into a $2.5 billion renovation project. The president again threatened to fire Powell if he decides to stay on the central bank's governing board after his term as chair expires next month. A student killed four people in the second school shooting in Turkey in 2 days. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. U.S. families are contesting an Italian law which is restricting citizenship by descent.
The lawyer Marco Maloney argues before the secession court that the law should apply only to people born after it took effect, potentially opening a pathway to citizenship for millions of people living in the U.S. and parts of Latin America. Karen Bonadio from San Diego, California, says she hopes one day to move to Italy on the strength of her ancestry.
I love and cherish my Italian heritage, so to me it's important that I have the right, based on my family and what they did, and I have all the proof, my line of descent, that I am Italian by birth.
She's provided photos of her as a young girl alongside her Italian-born great-grandparents, who emigrated from Basilicata in southern Italy to upstate New York. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.